Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games and 90s Disney cartoons, hosted by three of the most ethical journalists in games journalism. My name is Tommy.
We're all men.
We sure are.
I'm not a man yet.
Yeah. One day. What do you think it'll take for you to become a man?
To suck.
Oh, so good. My name is Tommy Dasilo. We're also joined by Adam Knox.
Hello.
And Ben Vanell.
Hello, everyone.
We should mention we are recording this immediately following our holiday spooktacular that we just did.
Yep.
We've had another couple of beers in between. So this one could get... I'm feeling a little loopy, guys, I got to tell you.
Well, it's good because it's the silly season. It's the festive season, the silly time of year, the festive time of year. So it's a time to discuss, in my opinion, let's all say it at the same time, the game of the year, all right? I knew something was going to happen. I didn't know who was going to be the one to do it.
Yeah, I thought we'd all do it, to be honest. By the way, Adam's very invested in this. He's currently on his phone. Are you texting your friend who you meant to meet up after this, telling them that you're going to be late? Oh, it's actual work on
it. I've got a list.
Well.
Oh, the list. I've got a list of games of the year potential candidates.
You've written a list and you're checking it twice?
I'll check it a bunch of times, man. I want to be accurate with this.
You'll need to.
This is going to stand forever. This is going to go on the covers of video games. This is going to go on boxes of their Game of the Year editions.
Oh, yeah, it is too.
Being
like,
hey, it's the Filthy Casuals Game of the Year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, every website in across all media, you know, if you're a movie website, if you're a TV website, they're all doing, you know, the wrap up of the best of the year.
Absolutely.
So we're doing the same thing.
It's the easiest content to push out at this time of year.
Yeah. Someone sees like the end of the year, it's like boom.
I'm kind of, we feel clicks. Obligated, I guess, a little bit to do it. And also, it's, you know, there's a lot of games to discuss as potential game of the year.
Yes.
So it should lead to some
interest. There's been a lot of great games. Like
ever.
Yeah.
But by the end of this episode, we're gonna talk about our favorites. And by the end of this episode, we will have crowned the official Filthy Casuals Game of the Year of 2002.
Yes. So,
we will have done it. Let's get in.
Can I just go through the shortlist I've made?
Please do,
For Game of the Year, sure.
Just remind me.
Yeah. Let's just go. What I've got here, I'm going to burn through them. Metroid Prime, Jet Set Radio Future.
On the Dreamcast?
On the Xbox.
As well.
Metroid Prime GameCube.
Be specific.
Yeah. Metroid Prime GameCube, Nintendo. Yep. Jet Set Radio Future was on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's one of the potentials. The remake of Resident Evil on the GameCube.
Yep.
Morrowind for the personal computer and the Xbox.
PC Master Race, hello.
Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Okay,
on the GameCube.
A huge year for the GameCube.
We've seen a lot. There's
really
more to come.
Huge year
Don't
for
worry
the
as well because PC's not doing bad. Neverwinter Nights.
Yep, great RPG.
Warcraft 3 also on the PC.
Oh man,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer on the Xbox.
Not as big of a fan,
but underlooked, I feel. Medieval Total War.
Very good.
PC.
I love the Total War series.
Yeah.
Wow,
I feel like the Total War series is going to go on to big things.
They've both been good so far.
Yeah.
The PC's getting a lot of action too. I mean, that souped up Pentium 486 that you've got. That's working overtime at this point.
I've been closing my Napster browser just so that I have a little bit more processing power.
Oh, that's good, man. That's a rookie mistake is keeping all those.
I've downloaded this little new program called Kazaa.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's going to go on to big things.
Is that like Emule?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of Napster for bad boys.
I looked it up on Web Wombat, so.
Right. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What Winamp skin are you guys rocking at the moment?
Man, I've got my Matrix Winamp skin. I'm so stoked for the new ones.
Man, they're going to be so good. Like,
it's fucked. Like, how can you mess them up? Yeah. The first one's maybe the perfect movie.
It's all there for you. Yeah, it's all there for you.
Yeah. So very excited for them. Anyway, Super Mario Sunshine on the GameCube.
Yep.
He's
back. Yeah.
Battlefield 1942.
Groundbreaking.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Wait, 1942? I thought this was 2002.
Oh,
oh, we've gone back.
You're 60 years out of date,
we got to go back, Marty.
We've got Burnout 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, great.
That's across multiple consoles.
Yeah, multi-platform.
Time Splitters 2, also multi-platform.
Oh, yep, yeah. Yep.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
A series that's gone from strength to strength.
And will continue to do so. Yeah.
I don't know how, like The Matrix, I don't know how that could ever go downhill.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about like downhill on a skateboard.
Yeah, grinding.
Then I hope they don't stop.
Nolly.
Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Long way to follow up.
Yeah.
Well, not long. It's been a year since the last one. But Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Also, the PC version of Grand Theft Auto 3 came out this year. So that's up. That's up
for
talking.
That's the only version I've played.
So. Yeah, huge leap.
Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker.
Mm. Oh, controversial.
Mm. Mm. Great list. Great short list.
We'll get into some of these in a bit more depth. Nox, what are your favorites been?
Boy, look, right at the top, I'm going to have to say I really enjoyed Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a game.
I haven't played it yet.
So I wasn't. Because Metroid, obviously, there's the last three, Metroid, Metroid 2, and Super Metroid, they're all 2D, they're all side-scrollers, they're all based on exploration, all that stuff. No one really knew how the jumping was going to work going into a first-person point of view.
This has been a big year for reinvention in popular franchises.
It has.
Absolutely,
with
Metroid
Prime, you're getting it with GTA 3, going 3D from the traditional top-down perspective.
Yeah.
You know what? It remains to be seen whether people are going to take to this kind of new version of GTA. I think first reports seem good and they've got this Vice City thing, but
it's definitely.
Who knows? I reckon they're starting to run out of steam with it.
They've slapped on an 80s bloody theme. I don't know if it's.
I don't really
go
know
anywhere.
If there's. I reckon they're probably going to go back to the top down perspective, in my opinion. And then, of course.
One that I feel like has worked is Morrowind. Mm-hmm. Like previously was, you know, like the faux 3D, go forward, turn left, all that bullshit. I feel like this open world stuff could go somewhere.
It's definitely unique.
Now, what do you mean by open world? Can you describe that
for me?
So
it's more like instead of like a 2D platformer or side scroller, this is more like or like a 3D, like a Super Mario 64.
Can I just cut you off here and say, guys,
no.
What I always thought would be cool in a game, you know how real life where you just like live in a city and you can just go wherever you want and you can just do anything at any time.
Okay,
Tommy,
I guess it's
crazy that you bring that up right now.
Why would we be bringing that up in video games talk? I don't know
I'm just saying, well, I think that would be cool if games sort of became more like that.
Morrowind.
You know? I mean, Morrowind, it creates a bunch of fake cities. I mean...
Well, yeah, you're not exploring a real city, but it's a video game.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it's kind of more engaging because, like, it is like this whole world where you can go anywhere. There's a story in it. There's, but it's not linear. You can choose.
One of the great
you can walk away from it at any time and just walk off.
One of the great things, if you've gone to a new city and then gone somewhere else, you can. It's I think it's called fast travel.
Well, you can go up to those big guys with the big legs.
The silt striders. Yeah. It's really handy. They should incorporate it more, I think.
Well, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, every game in this list is so unique that I don't think any of the features from each of them necessarily will bleed into the others. So going back to Metroid Prime, first person, great exploration, really engaging. Like, it's not really a shooter like Halo. For example, Halo Combat Evolved that came out last year on the Xbox.
Yes.
Which was a fucking awesome game.
Good,
and that was
good multiplayer.
My personal game of the year for last year.
Yep.
But so the combat is nothing like that. It's a lot more like Zelda, like Ocarina of Time or The Wind Waker this year, I guess, where you lock on and you sort of strafe around them. And it's long and it's fun. My dick, though.
That's the first
shooter.
Time that joke's ever been done.
It's a first-person shooter, but it's more about the kind of puzzle-solving, exploration,
moving through the world.
It's about like you go to an area and you can't get through a door for whatever reason, and then later on you get an item that helps you out with that door or that jump or whatever.
Which is what the 2D ones were, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's translated that 2D version really, really well.
Do you feel like they've just felt the pressure to go 3D?
No, it makes a lot of sense because you have this visor. You're Samus inside
Terminator.
This visor. Sort of, but like less evil. It's just a shard of glass in front of your face. If you look up,
like
the rain starts dripping onto your
glass there.
Wow, that's a great effect.
Yeah, and you can get like X-ray visors and all this stuff. The graphics are really, really good.
Yeah.
You know what I can't get enough of? Lens flare.
Oh man.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Seeing that
it's
come like, into its own
it makes
been
it feel
so
like
good.
You're there.
Yeah, like when you're wearing glasses and you look at a torch.
Yeah.
Man, nothing better.
Like ever since it started coming into video games, when I've been walking around, I'm staring at bright lights just to get that effect in day-to-day
life.
Yeah,
I just look into the sun much as
you
I can.
You guys are slowly losing your vision.
Yeah.
I don't know who said that.
It was Tommy.
So
I mean me.
By the way, I started trying to play Super Metroid the other day.
Yeah.
And this is true. I got like maybe 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
I can't work out what the fuck I'm meant to do. I'm actually stolen. Yeah. I can't work out what I'm meant to do.
Maybe someday they'll bloody games will handhold you all the way through everything.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Imagine that in a game.
Well, like stupid. Being at a uni lecture.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Just read the guide.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the Prima official strategy guide.
I need to go down to Brash's and get wait.
Super Metroid, like, you can get through that game. You can burn through that game in about 3 hours
really?
If you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I've spent 3 hours.
If you're not a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I've spent three. This is true.
If you're not a retarded baby, then it's able to, you're possible. Like, normally it's meant to last 3 hours. I don't know what's wrong with you.
This is completely true. I've spent maybe 3 hours just trying to get past this one bit.
Fuck.
Yeah, because I never played
it's just the menu screen.
Yeah. I never played.
Enter your name. I'm not giving you my information.
T-O.
Mom, am I allowed to put my name into the TV?
No.
It's very difficult. But that being said, I'm enjoying the atmosphere of it is amazing. It's so cool.
The music's really cool. Yeah. It's got it makes you feel very alone, which is nice.
Well, I don't need video games for that. Was that all of us racing to the center?
Yes, it was.
I didn't even bother because I knew.
That was a let for Tommy.
That was when you see there's too many people on the tram, so you don't even try to get on.
Yeah. We all know the Three Stooges can't all fit through the same door.
So that's one of my picks. I'd like to talk a little bit about Jet Set Radio Future, if I may. Have either of you played that?
No, not yet.
No, I've played the original one.
Right. It's basically the same, but it's like set in a more futuristic version of Japan. It looks better and it's really fucking cool. The music is really cool again. There's none of the time limit like there was in the first one. So it's kind of...
I've never played the first one. What is it?
You are a badass rollerblader.
Okay. Now talk about the game.
And basically you're going around...
that joke hasn't become old yet.
You're going around tagging bits of Japan. So you would have been to bits. So there's... Akihabara, I think, is there.
Yep.
I think you go to Kyoto.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Japanese cities, and you go around sort of grinding along telephone poles and stuff.
This would mean nothing to you, Ben, because at an estimate to me, you're maybe probably about 13 years away from going to Japan.
Yeah.
But you'd have heard of the place.
But you can imagine, right?
Sure.
You can imagine Akihabara, like electronics district. So I've heard. Yeah.
Very bright, very colourful, really fun. Basically like Tony Hawk with graffiti and police.
Okay.
It's a super fun game. The music is very, very cool. It's like this new techno stuff that like is...
It's like electronic dance.
Yeah.
Songs?
You can dance if you wanted to, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's music was a big part of that first one as well.
Yeah.
Like a really big, definitely. Like that was kind of one of those games where it's like, oh, the soundtrack is really cool.
It adds to it so much, and like just it's got the cell shading thing, so it looks all cartoony and fucking rad.
You can make
your own like custom graffiti things.
Yeah.
So you're going around tagging up this city. And you can design whatever you want, be it penis or something stupid.
Like a vagina.
And you can spray paint that all over this city. Which
I reckon cell shading will be a big thing in a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon also those guys down at Sega, Christ, they know what they're doing.
Fuck, man. They're going from strength to strength.
I'm so glad that, like, it's sad that the Dreamcast died last year. Mm. Yeah. But, man.
Should we pull one out for the Dreamcast?
Seeing a Sega game on the on a Microsoft system.
I know.
It's nuts.
It's weird, isn't it?
Bill Gates is the devil.
I don't think I'll ever get used to it.
No. Anyway, Resident Evil Remake.
Yep.
Have we gone in on that, anybody?
I did not. I did not.
Original.
Right. It's the same game, but it's a better looking version.
Yeah.
Very fun. I don't think it's going to win. Morrowind.
So Morrowind, it's up there for me for this year.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I think it's revolutionized RPGs.
It's
that world that feels very open.
Yeah.
From going from place to place, you can just start the game and then walk for a while.
Yeah.
And you'll come across a mud crab and a bloody weird thing.
You can kill everyone living in a city.
Absolutely. Or you can steal from them, which I like to do. The quest system is very good. You can go through different paths. You can become a warrior or a thief or a blade, which is like the main story.
Right.
You can customize your character to the nth degree. You can become whatever you want. You can be
my favorite degree, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Man. It goes for me, nth Bachelor of Communication.
Oh, boy.
38.
98.
Celsius.
69. I think it's an amazing game.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the backstory, the world of Tamriel, but apparently there's been a few older games that I didn't play.
So I played the Xbox version of that.
Yeah.
And it does look pretty crazy for an Xbox game, but it doesn't run that well. It's quite buggy.
Well, it's so big. Like, how can it run perfectly? You know, it's a big world.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, that's true. Our world doesn't run perfectly. That's for damn sure, George Bush. Anyway.
Yeah. But I think it's an amazing revolutionary game. I love it. It's such a weird world as well. Like we said, the Stilt Shrine is like, what are they?
It's such a niche.
What are they, Adam? What are they?
What is anything?
They're like big old like cockroaches.
Is yeah.
So get down and check it out. You say, oh, no, we don't want to spoil it, but that's up there for you. That's in your top picks of the year.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Fantastic.
Big time.
Super Smash Brothers Melee is next.
Look, it's
on
the same as the other one.
I very much beg to differ, Ben.
I disagree with you quite strongly too.
So Pyrrhus, I mean, I
so you played the 64 one.
I played the 64 version and I remember...
I humped that hard.
Oh, mate, I just... you wanted it?
I played it a lot. Sorry.
Okay. The 64 version, I just remember it was always the joke growing up with Super Nintendo and even early in the lifespan of the 64.
What would it be like if Mario fought Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that happened in one game already.
in the first one.
I just remember that was always the joke of like, imagine a Nintendo beat 'em up.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen because of their image. And lo and behold, they bought out a 64 Super Smash Brothers.
Yep.
I think there was about 8 characters.
Yeah.
8 of the most pivotal. You have Kirby,
Donkey Kong, Jigglypuff for some reason.
Jigglypuff, unlockable character.
Yeah, right. Doing a Stonebred smash. Yeah.
Yep.
It was pretty Samus. It was pretty bare bones though.
Very bare bones. Yeah, I think 8 characters
was,
and then you
unlocked
two more.
Was Pikachu in
Pikachu was.
Yeah.
Fox McCloud from Star Fox.
Captain Falcon.
Captain Falco.
Yes.
Oh, Ness from Earthbound was in it. Yeah.
Pretty much one.
And Luigi.
Link was in it.
And Samus.
Sort of all their major franchises.
Yeah.
So then the GameCube comes out. Super Smash Brothers is released and they've just have gone. The original game times 100. You've got all
it's
these
nuts.
Characters that were, you know.
But what's that? What's adding characters? They
well,
have
no,
the
because
same
here's the
basic
thing. There's a lot
moves.
More characters. They do play differently. There's a huge single player mode now, which the original did not
Look,
have.
Look,
there's a lot more to it. There's a lot.
A lot more depth in the fighting mechanics.
So many more stages. They're all the graphics are really good.
Yeah, and
these
a whole
are
bunch,
all superficial additions. Though.
A whole bunch of characters that you would think, you know. That should have been obvious for the first one. Bowser's in it now.
Yeah.
Look, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
there's crazy stuff. Like, there's these characters from a game called Fire Emblem, which hasn't seen a release in the West. There hasn't been a Fire Emblem game.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah. Why would you care about that then?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool, having a little taste of the Orient in there, a bit of Japan.
Someday I also hope to have that taste.
Previously, if I wanted a taste of the Orient while I was playing video games, I had to get a packet of Meager Egg noodles from the shops. But now it's just included in the game for me.
Yeah. $1 from Coles.
I mean, I feel like there's been a lot of talk about, I think there's like tournaments that have sprung up around people are playing it very competitively.
That's not going to catch on. That's a bunch of fucking nerds.
You don't agree, Ben? People, I'm sure once a new Smash Brothers comes out, you know, those guys will get over this new one and move on to
this new one. That'll replace it.
But until then, you know, it's, look, if you love the first one, it's just, this is like the very bare bones basics of what makes Smash Brothers fun, but times just 20. Just the what you're getting for your money there is just there's so much to
choose.
It's
a hell of a package.
Huge game.
And a good game too. So next on the bloody shopping block.
Wait, so you guys reckon that's up there for you?
It's good.
It's a big one for me. I've sunk a lot of time into it this year.
Are we narrowing down to top threes? Have we decided on that? I think a three is.
I don't know. I think we just...
Just one.
Let's just go through, and then when we get to the end, I think we'll know.
We'll know.
It'll be obvious what
we've still got a few to go here. So
we are not leaving here until we reach a consensus over what the game of the year is.
All right.
That's fair. It should, because that means it is definitely the best.
Yeah.
So Neverwinter Nights is the next one. Ben, you went in pretty hard on this.
Yeah, it's a great game. Great RPG.
So it's sort of, it's not a sequel to Baldur's Gate.
No, but it has the same world, like Dungeons and Dragons mechanic. It's a good game. It's a great game. I put a lot of time more into Morrowind.
Yeah, right.
But no, Neverwinter Nights is a great game. I can't fault it.
All right. Well, that sounds like it's our game of the year then. If you
There's
can't fault
no
it.
No faults.
Next up, we got Warcraft.
I just be honest, I'm a little bit distracted by the gaming experience this year because, as you guys both know, 2002, this is the year that I've lost my virginity this year. So
oh, congratulations.
As far as experiences in the year, I mean, video games, as much as I love them, even the best game I've played this year is still going to be a distant second.
Well, look, it's...
In many ways, like Courting a Woman could be called a game. Maybe we should write a book about that.
I don't know, man. That sounds like the sort of thing that might end up being controversial.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, the first thing that a bunch of open micers talk about.
I feel like men have rights too. No, I don't.
I just thought it was very funny and I tipped my head forward to laugh and my fedora fell off my head. Like, you guys are still wearing... I mean, I glued mine on. I can't imagine a time where I'm ever not going to want to wear a fedora. I mean, you feel great, you look great. It's so good.
Yeah, my trench coat as well. Like with the Matrix still being this popular.
Yeah,
I'm looking cool all day.
All those subreddits we moderate. Oh,
those what? I don't understand the reference.
Thing, man. It's a new thing.
Do you mean like a BBS?
Yeah.
Is this like a forum?
Yep.
Like an internet chat forum?
Yes.
I've looked up a few of them on Lycos.
It's an alt-net.
Oh, fuck. I've got to tell you guys, I found the funniest thing on Newgrounds. Anyway, no, sorry. keep going through the games.
All right. Have you been to Albino Black Sheep lately, by the way? Very good. So, Warcraft 3 is the next one.
Look, man, like Warcraft 1 and 2 were like kind of like they defined my gamer experience for a long time.
Yeah.
Like one
Warcraft 2 especially I played a lot of.
But Warcraft 2, like it was like that faux 3D, it was like fake, but it was like defined characters.
It kind of set up a lot of what the RTS genre is now.
Absolutely.
Which is never going to go away.
No.
That's like the main, you know.
But also good writing, good characters.
Yeah.
Good world definition.
A hell of a world. Yeah. Like there's more they could do with that, I reckon.
I don't know.
I would be interested in that. I would probably do really badly in year 11. Hypothetically, if they created some kind of multiplayer version,
world
that Warcraft existed in, like you could call it like a
Guild
Warcraft
Wars.
Live.
Again, the Three Stooges going through the same door.
So next up,
no, two of them, and the other one just watching it. Just done. What a couple of cunts!
There was plenty of room in that door.
We both pulled out wisely.
There's two doors. Just go through one each.
No, they're not opening.
So next up, I feel like you guys didn't touch this, but Buffy the Vampire Slayer for the Xbox.
I like the show.
So licensed games, other than GoldenEye, pretty much all bad.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm.
This was actually really good. They got all the voice actors apart from Sarah Michelle Gellar.
But
they got a really good Sarah Michelle Gellar light.
So they got Giles?
They got basically modern day Sarah Michelle Gellar. I mean, like Sarah Michelle Gellar will be in about 13 years.
Imagine did they get Alison Hannigan?
You've just been working on this Sarah Michelle Gellar impersonation for the longest time. All your friends are like, man, why are you putting all this time into this? Nothing's ever going to come of this.
Yeah.
And then you get the call from the good folks down at, who's the developer?
I don't remember.
Right. And you're just like, this is it. This is my day.
Here we go. And then you fuck it up over the phone.
Oh, they make you record it over the phone?
You think they said...
Sounds all crackly and shit.
Well, because it's a voice acting job, of course it's over the phone.
Yeah. Well, that's all you need to do. Just call up Telecom. Was it still Telecom? Anyway.
What do you mean, was it?
It was really good though. It was very fun and Buffy's a great show.
What kind of game is it?
It's like an action beat 'em up sort of 3D.
3D, yeah.
Beat 'em up, like the best equivalent I could say is if they were to make a Batman game in this style, it'd be like that.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean? That sort
sure.
of game.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, I can imagine what that's like.
Very, very fun. If you liked the show, it was great because it was like this new story set in season 3, which was like one of the best parts of the show.
Yeah.
That show's wrapping up next year. Season 7's next year.
I think it'll be a good season.
Can I tell you, I've tried to get into Buffy. Can't do it.
Really?
Yep. Tried many, many times. Can't do it.
I get that. Did you start with the first season?
It's not good.
Yeah, the first I started season at the start.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, don't.
Because I just caught it on TV at around season 4 or something.
Yeah,
and it's
like,
gotten a lot
like
better
after
by then.
School and late at night or something.
It's on Fox 8 all the time.
Yeah, it is on Fox 8.
Yeah,
that and then Angel double feature.
Yeah, they do, and they do a lot of
crossovers.
They do a lot of marathons.
Yeah,
and I've tried. I just I don't know. I just
jump in late and go with it as a procedural, you know, supernatural thriller.
Okay, cool.
Slash high school
movie.
How
late? What season would you recommend?
Three,
I would say,
probably?
You know what? You could start at 3.
I would say that if someday
3 or 5,
someone was going to invent a free encyclopedia on the internet, just read up the plot summaries of the first two.
Yeah.
Okay, and then dive
fucking
in. And dive
good
in.
Luck.
Oh, wait, I'll wait for that then.
All right. Medieval Total War is next.
Great.
Did you ever play this, Tommy?
No, I haven't played it.
So it's a big, massive strategy game. You've got thousands of troops.
Yeah, you have battalions and stuff instead of like units.
I should say, as far as all these games go, I've rented a PS1 from the video shop a couple of times.
Yeah.
Played a couple of games on that.
Yeah.
I'm strictly GameCube boy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of GameCube representation
there's a big
here.
For the GameCube, but I'm still, hey, you know what? I'm happy to hear your hot takes on
Buffy the Vampire
things
Slayer.
That you enjoyed this year, guys.
So Medieval Total War, very fun. I don't think it's going to make it. It's a great game. I'd like to see what they do in the future with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I feel like the previous one like set a new standard. This one's just following on from that.
It is a little. I'd like to see them go 3D, maybe do it somewhere in like a little bit forward from Medieval, like maybe the Holy Roman Empire.
Totally,
call it Warcraft Live. All right. Super Mario Sunshine is next.
All right, I feel like this is Tommy's little...
Now we are in my wheelhouse. So this has come along pretty late in the lifespan of the GameCube.
Yep.
It's the big return to the Mario universe. The GameCube has kind of struggled a bit, I think it's fair to say.
The GameCube only came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been struggling.
It has been struggling. Yeah, it has been struggling.
It's not been the 64, let's be honest.
Yeah, they've come off the red-hot success of the 64.
Red-hot.
Bright purple, the little handle. It's
little handle.
Yeah, people are going towards a PS2. It can't play DVDs, which is a big thing.
No.
Yeah.
It's like a little like portable lunchbox thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
doing discs is a big thing for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Fitting more stuff on there.
Absolutely,
It's been a good move, but... I feel like, now there's like some really, they were sort of running unopposed for a long time and now there's like a lot of competition has come through. But this is a big return to the Mario universe. Of course, they had huge success with Super Mario 64.
Yeah, it's been revolutionary.
Revolutionary game, which launched with the 64. I think they've waited maybe a little too long to bring this out.
Yeah. It should have been a launch title.
It launched with Luigi's Mansion. Fun game, but just very short, nothing super groundbreaking about it.
No.
And this game is fun. It's got this weird kind of story element to like Mario being on holiday. It's kind of out of Mario's world. Mm. It's them trying to create this sort of new...
Mario rescues princesses. Just fucking do it.
Yeah, so it's sitting in this little seaside. Mario's wearing a little short sleeve shirt as well, which is kind of weird. Seeing Mario's little.
But that's not the only thing that's changed about him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's got this weird little backpack.
Squirty gun.
Shoots water. It's like a Super Soaker backpack thing.
Yeah. Which I have many of. I have a lot of Super Soakers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're great, man. Super Soakers
can pump them up.
Yeah. Woof. Nerf.
It's good summer.
Oh, Nerf. So much fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's this weird new mechanic that they've tried to bring in and I don't know. I mean, it's fine. It's fun. I'm enjoying playing it. But I don't know. I feel like Mario doesn't need new mechanics. I hope Nintendo worked that out.
Just needs to run and jump.
Craziest thing about this game. So there's a couple of segments where you lose the backpack and you have to just do platforming chasing after the little fake Mario.
Who's running around.
Those are the funnest parts of this game where you're just doing normal Mario jumping around. And the jetpack, like it gives you the ability to hover and like cleaning the graffiti off the walls. It's just all a little less precise.
Yeah.
It's all a little floaty.
I don't think
floaty.
That kind of like squirting paint or liquid will ever go anywhere, by the way.
It's boring. Like, just aiming this thing and pointing at it. Unless Nintendo came up with an easier way to aim directly at the screen.
I don't feel like... How do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's a very remote chance of it. So anyway.
It feels like now they've done Mario in his own world in 64. Now they've taken him to this weird little Delfino island.
It does feel a bit like...
It'll be interesting to see where they take him next. I mean, what's going to be the next thing in the Mario galaxy that we go and explore? I mean, me personally, I think, you know what, Nintendo? Open yourselves up. The sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So a lot of underwater levels, I think.
There's a lot of space out there for more Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Warcraft Live. Battlefield 1942 is our next one.
Well, that's an amazing, like genuinely an amazing game. Yeah. It's very difficult. So
it's an online shooter.
Why are you stressing that genuinely? This whole, we've been nothing but genuine so far.
It's actually a very tough game.
Means the same thing.
I played it at home on local area network multiplayer gaming with my family. And it's tough. It's
with
like
your family.
Yeah, my dad. He loves to play games.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's difficult. It's genuinely like it's almost like back in 1942, back in the day, you had like these guns.
16 years ago.
If you got shot with it, you'd die. So it's basically.
Did you just explain what a fucking gun is to us?
But like in games, in video games.
More context. What are these people talking about?
Why were they fighting in the 40s? What's going on?
Well, gather round. But no, it's like the damage is almost realistic.
Yeah.
Like you will take 1.5 shots to die.
Kind of like Counter-Strike a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult. It's kind of like a big map where you're trying to take points.
Big Mac.
Oh.
So you got a lot of vehicles and stuff too, right?
Totally. You got tanks and APVs and all that shit. And yeah, you're trying to take like flags and points.
Said all APV. You explain what a gun was and then you just fucking say APV like it's this cultural touchstone.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like a little
sounds like
truck.
Asshole penis vagina to me.
It's a truck.
It sounds like arsehole penis vagina to me. That's just what I register in my own personal experience.
But yeah, it's a really difficult online multiplayer game. It's the difficulty is like, it's great. It like makes it a challenge.
Do you have broadband then?
Yeah.
Right. Cause I don't have broadband. Bloody
duh.
Yeah. Well, like
the Vanell's doing all right. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Like we built our own computer, like, or two of them. So
holy shit.
Yeah. But
no wonder he said APV like it's nothing. He knows how to build a computer.
I think it might actually be nothing. but no, it's a very good game. I feel like the kind of multiplayer like a sphere will only get better.
Well, as more people get broadband, like I'm still got a 56K, you know, it's taken me.
Wow, you fucking pleb.
It takes me about 15 minutes to download a Sarah Michelle Gellar picture.
Yeah.
And then I end up getting the fucking imitator as well. She just looks like a normal person.
I was like 90% done on downloading the new episode of Futurama and Mum picks up the phone.
God damn it, Mum.
Cutting off the internet connection.
Don't pick up the phone, Mum.
Yeah.
Trying to download South Park.
Your mum's an idiot.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Downloading a real media file over here.
Yeah.
35 meg, I mean, fucking hell, it doesn't just take care of itself.
It's crazy, man.
I had it on all day while I was at school.
You download like new episode of Futurama or whatever on Napster and then it turns out to just be porn.
But who wants to see that?
Basically like 1942.
I don't understand it yet.
Battlefield 1942 and it's like in a fully immersive experience where you get thrown into the World War II situation and you get to just kill a whole bunch of the Allies. It's great.
Speaking of a fully immersive experience, have I told you guys yet about how I lost my virginity this year?
Yeah, you did mention it.
Yeah.
So good.
You've never expanded on it though. Do you want to?
I've done it with a girl as of this year, guys. Of this year.
You keep not telling us her name and none of us have ever met her.
Do you want her phone number?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
97.
we appear to be in a bit of a Mexican standoff, don't we?
Like Reservoir Dogs, my favorite movie.
Oh, so good.
I don't have that. Anyway, Burnout 2.
You don't have the VHS?
No, the video store near me doesn't have it. Super Video does. It's always rented out or something. I don't know. It's hard to know. Burnout 2 is the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Played it.
Are you reading through every game?
No, I made a short list of ones I remember being good.
Cool.
I'm reading them off of my phone. I've sticky taped a note on the back of this landline phone I've got.
That of games that you very freshly remember are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
what about Snake 2? That's got to be in there, right?
Snake 2, man.
I've got that on my Nokia.
I nearly got kicked out of class the other day for that. Anyway, wow. Burnout 2.
Because you were did anyone snake play got Burnout 2? And you were jerking it over.
No, I never played Burnout 2. No,
am I the only one who?
I mean, I haven't yet.
Okay, very very fast racing game. A lot
fast
of crashes.
Fast racing game.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not one of those slow racing speed. Games.
You should. Jack one of your fucking APVs in there and go for a little hoot around the track. Johnny Mnemonic.
Hey, Dad. it's very fun. I don't think it's going to win. Neither of you have played it, so yeah. We'll move on. Time Splitters 2.
Also not a game I've
never played.
Didn't
it?
You read that out before?
No.
I've read them all out earlier.
Okay.
Again, it's by some of the people who made Gold Knight.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's really fun. Again, neither of you have played it, so I'll move on. Tony Hawk 4.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Great series.
Yeah. Skateboarding is so cool.
Fuck it, man.
Have you seen any of the CKY videos?
Oh, man. Oh. The best.
A mate
so
of mine
funny.
Had one.
Yeah.
A tape that he got. Someone else recorded the tape for him.
Yeah.
This guy fucking Bam is a loose fucking unit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so funny.
The music is great as well.
It's like Jackass. He's in Jackass as well, if you've
Speaking
ever seen
it. Like mates doing things. My mate reckons he fingered a girl on the beach the other day. How cool's that?
Probably got a bit of sand in there.
That's crazy that he did that.
No, I reckon there's a bit of sand in there.
What's the next game on the list?
Man, that's like from, have you seen Attack of the Clones yet? There's this line in there, he goes, I hate sand, it's coarse and rough. It's
it gets
stupid.
Everywhere.
It's worse than Phantom Menace
like
somehow.
These new ones are like, and you know, we've got to love them because this is all we're ever going to, you know what I mean?
Well,
this is it.
They're not going to make any more after
exactly,
the,
yeah, the last one ever is
especially
coming
how badly these have been doing. You'd be fucking stupid to pay $4 billion for this. Anyway, Vice City, Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Amazing.
Really
absolutely
good game.
Absolutely amazing.
Mm. Yeah. The 80s are back, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
They're back
you
in a big
first.
Way.
Yeah, it 80s, baby.
So the soundtrack is incredible.
Yeah. The radio on these, like the GTA 3.
Yeah. Very similar to GTA 3.
In gameplay, yes. Yeah. But aesthetic-wise,
but that's fine. When great. Something's as good and it's like revolutionary as GTA 3, I'm willing to have a bit more.
Absolutely, yeah. At least one more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
think
I'm
of
done.
Something being very revolutionary that you're sort of happy to have a bit more of.
Yeah.
Have I told you guys about how I lost my virginity this year?
No, I don't think you have mentioned that thus far.
How did that happen?
Just...
Walk us through it.
Just my number one gal at the moment. We went to Inspiration Point.
It's 2002, mate, not 1952. What are you doing?
You weren't at Makeout Point.
New language for a new millennium, please.
Yeah, a new millennium. And he will never go out of fashion.
Have you seen iRobot? Has anyone seen iRobot yet?
I don't
I'm looking
know.
Forward to iRobot, I think.
I've heard that the script's in the works.
I've watched the trailer a couple of times, by which I mean... I've gone to the cinema and seen movies to the
sure,
a bunch
yeah.
of times.
Yeah, I went to the drive-in.
I can't drive. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell is next up. So Tom Clancy, there's been those Ghost Recon games.
Yeah.
Splinter Cell, fucking brand new, really,
stealthy.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Stealth, like it's only been Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2, I guess, that have really done stealth. And the Thief games, I guess.
Yeah.
But Splinter Cell's like this new Splinter Cell. Splinter Cell.
I think the Thief games were quite good.
They were good, but this
first
is this...
First-person stealth.
That sounds cool.
Mm.
But here's the thing. Splinter Cell has all these gadgets, or this
it's
amazing lighting. The lighting looks really good.
The lighting looks good?
Yeah.
Who are you, fucking some photographer cunt?
I can't believe how quickly you were able to draw that. Just fast as a fucking quick racing cunt you are. Speedy as a fucking running cunt. Splinter Cell's good. All right, last one, The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker.
All right.
Fucking awesome game.
Very good game. A lot of controversy it was met with when
the
it was
cell shading.
The new cell shading. Big, big departure. I've been playing it and it's only just recently come out. I'm enjoying it a lot.
I'm a huge fan of the look of it.
It looks cool. I mean, I like cartoons and stuff, so I didn't get people's...
Yeah, because you're a baby.
Ooh, baby. I'm enjoying it. I like the look of it. I think it's...
It plays just like Ocarina, and but with enough new stuff... to add a little, like the sailing is really cool.
Sailing around is really cool.
The thing of seeing the islands off in the distance and then going up to them, the sense of adventure in it is very, very
And I really feel like
thick.
I feel like people are going to be proven wrong about this. Like I feel like in the future, like in years to come, if they ever re-release it, I reckon this style is going to stack up really well.
I reckon future Zeldas will be made looking like this. Like if they go back to the realistic look, I'll be very surprised.
Yeah. This is it for Zelda forever now, I reckon.
Yeah. And I think we are, I'm excited to for the future.
Well, we all are.
Yeah.
Wind Waker, yeah.
I'm not, actually.
Fun game, a lot of classic.
Amazing game.
Zelda can sort of do no wrong.
The music and stuff is very good as well.
Yeah. Your little talking boat dude is very cool. Yeah.
I don't think there's ever going to be a Zelda game that I don't like.
Yeah.
No, I think that, you know, looking skyward, sword, bad. Sorry,
hey, so,
I had a moment there. I had a bit of a stroke.
Like I've been trying to put a lot of time into the Wind Waker, but a couple months ago, I didn't have as much time to play games because I actually lost my virginity this year.
And, wow, how long did that take if you didn't have enough time?
Let me just tell you what it happened at night and
step by step from the start.
I mean, we did it at night and just let me just say what a Twilight Princess she was. I mean, unbelievable stuff.
Yep. Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, man. Oh, look, Majora. look, that's about it for this year.
Wow.
Well, we've saved the best till last, and I think
I
think we need to make a decision. I think based on everything that we've said and everything that we've talked about, I think that
undisputed. You know, I think we all agree.
We conferred before the podcast, and
I almost feel like it was a silent knowing between us. We just made eye contact, and we all knew.
So, who wants to announce it?
I think the honor should go to you, man. I mean, it's the only one here who's lost their virginity. You're the boss of us.
Yep.
Game of the year. PlayStation 1.
Yep. Great console.
Who'd have thought it had come back from the dead in such a big way?
I mean, Nintendo have got to be really kicking themselves over letting that deal go.
Yep.
Game, and they're not only, massive sales and everything, but now they've gotten the game of the year. I'm talking, of course, huge release this year.
Everyone already knows it, but you might as well say it.
Austin Powers Pinball.
What a game.
I mean, you take the Austin Powers movies.
Both of them. You can select either one in the main menu.
Two
of the best comedies of all time. Yeah.
I've worn out the tapes of my ones.
Yeah. That will never date. No. The perfect duo of movies.
Yep.
No need to do a third one, in my opinion. Just like lock it off now. You know what?
We're absolutely
done. I look forward to a third one.
No.
I welcome it.
No.
I think a fourth, a fifth, this franchise will never die.
Oh,
I think this is going to keep going forever. They'll have to replace Mike Myers, obviously, at some point, like they do with James Bond.
Yeah.
But I think
it's a great parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get one of the big comedy actors of today, like David Spade, someone like that, to jump in for him.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Right?
After the success of Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Get him
Spadey.
In.
Spadey.
Is that – what's Joe Dirt?
I believe
it's – do you mean
out?
Just Shoot Me?
Yes.
Maybe you do mean Joe Dirt.
I think I mean Joe Dirt.
Yes. We've got ourselves a second Mexican standoff
and a detente.
Rob Schneider is the Mexican standoff.
Ooh, that's a very good idea for a bit in a show.
Or just a movie called just a movie called The Mexican would be great.
Austin Powers Pinball. I mean, we all love pinball.
I love it.
Pinball is
all my quarters go into those machines.
Quarters.
Legitimately very, very, very fun.
Yeah, I love pinball.
I'm down at Time Zone playing pinball all the time.
Oh, you're honking those little flippers. And you
honking?
No, I don't know why you keep saying honking.
Mm. Oh, you're hitting the little flippers.
Hitting.
And you're hearing groovy baby as your ball goes a little
shagadelic.
Well, I think
there'll be no game experience this year. And I'm going to say this: Austin Powers Pinball even better than having lost my virginity this year. Experience of the year for me.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Wow. It's an amazing game. It's a
seminal
game.
Incredible.
One that I'm sure we're going to be talking about 13 years from now.
Yeah.
Look, I think we can all agree on that one.
I think we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've come to a consensus.
I feel like this has probably been a pretty boring episode for people to listen to because, you know, it was an easy call.
It's the year we all lived.
Every blog and blog, every website.
What did you mean to say?
Every GeoCities page.
Yep. Radio show. They're all reaching the same.
I assume that anyone who's listening to this What is
this with phone conversation that
everyone
we're having?
Who's listening to this live phone conversation was playing Austin Powers Pinball at the same time.
Yeah. It actually, you know, won Rove Live's Game of the Year.
What?
Yeah, Austin Powers Pinball.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. When Dave Callan presented it.
Yeah. Rove came out and he at first he said the Wind Waker and everyone was like, what the? Which is never not going to be funny.
Yeah.
And then he brought out the real one, which is obviously
Awesome. And then as a little, I thought this was really cool because it's obviously been such a big game of the year.
Yeah.
When he got to the end of the episode, he said, say hi to your mum for me, baby. I thought that was like a really nice touch.
A lovely tribute.
Okay. Well, I think that brings us to the end of this episode of Filthy Casuals. We've just decided to name our. We've got to drop the artifice to wrap this up, guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I just got a text on my Nokia. She wants to do it a second time, so I gotta get out of here. We're gonna be together forever. Me and Matt. No, I'm not gonna name her. Guys, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. And I think from myself, from Ben, and from Adam, we can all say the video games are very. Very shagadelic, baby.
Get out of a rock, Bush.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.